Hello, hello. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm pretty excited. It's been a while since I recorded my journey. It's been a while. Well, it all started. My self-love journey has been going amazing. I started meditating. Every morning I meditate. Started with 2 minutes, 7 minutes. And then now I can meditate for about 20 minutes. I just sit there. I use the app, the Insight Timer app. Beautiful, that's a good app. And then when it came to my body image, I wanted to change. I wanted to feel amazing in my body. So I started little things. I did my hair how I wanted. Cut all my hair off, changed the color to blue, then green, then red. Now it's like a light sandy brown. I've did a lot. I would have got new makeup. Taught myself how to do it. This self-love journey has been amazing. Losing weight has been amazing. I work out. I started out the 7-minute app for working out. Every single day, I challenge myself. Wake up at 5 o'clock. Meditate. Work out 7 minutes. 7 minutes every day. I kept telling myself, you could do 7 minutes. You could do 7 minutes. 7 minutes not bad. You could do it. You could make it. Every day, 7 minutes. And then those 7 minutes turn to 12 minutes. Now I go to the gym. And I start lifting weights. So I lift weights all the time. Now I lift weights. I have to go 2 times a week. And I go running and walking at the trails the other days. Give myself Sunday off. I started my diet, but my diet isn't as strict as it should be. But I still feel comfortable with it because it's still working. I'm still losing weight, but without starving myself, you know. It has been an amazing journey. Like today, I just got through running. I'm up to 3 miles. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe. When I first started, I could barely do a kettlebell workout for just a few minutes without feeling like I was going to pass out. And now I can walk and run. And it's just like amazing. This journey has been amazing. And even when it came to my businesses and my companies, they're thriving, they're growing. Actually going out, getting out my bubble and my shyness and starting to talk to people. I challenge whoever's listening. Look at yourself. Think about the things you want to change. It all starts with how you feel on the inside. The love you feel for yourself. The same love. The more love you show yourself, the more love you can give out with. Whether you're a mom or you're a dad or sister or brother, wherever you are. Love yourself. Think about you sometimes. And it's going to show to the outside because you're going to love them more too. And I can tell you that my family, my household, my babies, you can see the change just by me changing myself and starting to learn to love me, whether that's my body or... Because I know like when you have kids, your body changes a lot. And if you've had this body for many, many years and all of a sudden it changes and you're like, what in the world? You know, as a mom, it's like we forget about ourselves sometimes, and it's easy to just keep going through every single day. Just all we do is worry about our family, and we forget about ourselves along the way. And I challenge you, take a few moments for yourself. Wake up a little bit earlier, whether it's 10 minutes or 15 minutes earlier than what you normally do. And take a little time for yourself, whether it's putting on a little makeup, whether that's doing your nails or reading a book that you've always wanted to read. I don't care if it's just 1 or 2 pages every single day. Where it's meditating, where just sitting there journaling. I started journaling. My journaling it's amazing. Just doing it in the morning time and going through all my thoughts, writing out a to-do list, and just thinking about my purpose. My life has been transformed in such a little time that I am amazed. And I challenge you today. This is a very quick podcast. I do apologize, but like I said, I am a minimalist, and it has been... It has been worthwhile every second, every minute that I kept thinking that I wasn't going to make it or I wasn't doing okay because I felt like I was drowning because I had lost myself along the way. I had lost myself due to motherhood and trying to be everything I thought everyone wanted me to be. And the day I woke up, I decided to start being myself and thinking about myself. That's when it all changed. And so I challenge you today. Think about you for a second. Do something for yourself. You don't have to spend money. You don't have to do anything. If you want a small garden, do a little small garden. Whatever it is. Today my challenge to you is do one little thing for yourself. And maybe you can do that habit, make it a habit or a ritual, do it every day. Take the time to love you. Bye. And have a wonderful, wonderful day. Peace, love, and happiness.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.